now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, March 25th, 2015, a rather dreary and rainy day outside right now, but I'm sure we can fix that real quick. For CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, I'm Steve Zhang, and you are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101. Thank you all for joining me here this afternoon. Now, today, it was a rather interesting day for me because I actually just came back from the Storm the Wall competition that we have, the intramural competition that we have here at the University of British Columbia. Now, very interesting experience. I'm a little tired right now, still a little bit wet because of the rain outside, but we got over that 12-foot wall. And you know what? All the UBC students listening right now, I definitely recommend that you try it out in the time that you are still here. It's a lot of fun, really, and it's a very good bonding and team-building moment for all the people that you gather for the team that you assemble, you know? So, moving on, though, today is going to be pretty fun. I got some tracks lined up for you, and later, I got a guest coming in here, joining me in the studio for another edition of Asian Pop Amateurs. They'll come in, sit down, chat for a bit, and check out some tunes with us, and that'll be coming later in the show. To kick us off, I have a song from the indie music scene of South Korea. The song is by an EDM production and DJing duo called Planet Shiver. The song is called Rainbow, and it's produced and composed by them, and it features the vocals of Korean R&B singer Crush. The way the song is structured is kind of like Primary, who only makes the instrumental track and has others perform it. Except that this duo, they are electronic music and not hip-hop. This is, to put it simply, it's a very uplifting song. How, you know, it's addressing how sometimes people do feel like that they are inadequate. Sometimes people do feel like that they are not good enough. But there is something that makes every individual unique, and that it's telling the listeners that no one, not you, not me, no one should ever feel the need to assimilate and be like everyone else, because everyone is unique, and together the world is like a rainbow. Everyone is different, but that's what makes everybody so special. And put it together, it's one of the most beautiful things that you could possibly see, like just a rainbow in the sky, all the different colors in harmony, all the different things that make it what it is. That's what makes the world so special too. So I really want to start us off on a very positive note here at UBC. It is crunch time for many of us, so a little inspiration to help us all get through it. That's coming up next, Planet Shiver with Rainbow featuring Crush.
꽉 잡아줘 꽉 잡아줘 서로 다른 생각들 굳이 섞이지 않아도 안아도 돼
Planet Shiver featuring Crush with Rainbow. Amazing, inspirational song. This is definitely one of the best tracks I've heard from the Korean music scene in a very long time. The slick EDM sound, Crush's soulful, expressive singing, all of that put together makes for one of the most amazing tracks of 2015. And it wasn't released that long ago. It was 2 weeks ago. I heard it and I knew right away that I had to play it on the show. Planet Shiver, keep doing your thing. And Crush, when's your next album, man? Anyway, moving on, I have a song from Taiwanese singer Selena Jen, also known as the Selena from SHE. The song is another one from her solo album 3.1415 called Kanwo, or Watch Me Now. The idea behind the song is really kind of expressing the idea of watch as I do me, watch as I make the steps to be the best I can be. So I've played another Selena song before, and that song was a big contrast to this one. That one was much more melancholy. It was much more ballady. But this one is actually much more lighthearted, where it's almost bubbly. And since the producers of the song are Korean, this is actually fairly reminiscent of K-pop music. So it's cool to see that she is able to jump around with different styles. Let's check that out now. Selena with Watch Me Now.
Good night.
That was Selena Jen with Watch Me Now off her studio album 3.1415. It's good to see that she's still going strong. She's actually been through a lot. For example, a few years ago, she was actually involved in a very terrible accident when filming a project and was injured very severely. But she's doing extremely well now, so take that as a lesson. Everyone listening right now, be strong, show everyone what it is you're capable of, and be the best you that you can be. So coming up next, I have a bit of a throwback. It's by Taiwanese singer Shou Luo. The song is called Wu Hun Zai Xian, which translates roughly to Dance Soul Returns. Shou is regarded as being one of the best dancers in Chinese music, and this song is his way of showing that. It's very influenced by EDM sounds, but it sounds actually quite slick and actually quite smooth as well. It's got just a little bit of dubstep influence to it as well, and if you listen carefully, you can actually, if you listen to just the synth line in the beat, it sounds kind of like something Michael Jackson would do, actually. This song and music video were actually homages to Michael Jackson and Thriller, and it's kind of showing him dancing with zombies in kind of like this darker sort of the way that he's dressed and the way that his makeup was done. It looks kind of very dark, a little bit kind of like what you would see at Halloween, the haunted house. So it is throwing it back to Thriller for a little bit. And naturally, of course, most hip-hop dancers credit Michael Jackson as being eternally the best and their inspiration for doing what they do. And with this song, what he's really saying is that dance is meant to ignite passions. So right here, he's on some step up type stuff right here, you know? So let's check that out now. Shou Luo, Dance Soul Returns.
Yeah. Oh, shit, man, who that is? Shout out Migo, shout out Zaytoven one time.
BBC Bike Rave.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, BBC fam? Bike Rave is back. Deaf and badass. Swiper Snap is getting the grunge hips down to heavy bass, neon lights, and fast bikes. Join the boisterous conglomeration at Kerner's Plaza on March 27th at 8 p.m. We got the glow sticks. We got the music. You bring the party.
The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah.
Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors. Cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.
Yeah.
We are back here on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break, we heard Show Luo, Dance Soul Returns, channeling the spirit of the Step Up films, dance igniting passions, all that. Funnily enough, there has been debate on whether or not he deserves the title given to him by the media in Taiwan, which is the title of Dance King, with some people citing dancers who they believe are better. But Show is still a very talented and very hardworking artist, and he's got good songs, so check out his stuff, y'all. Up next, I'm gonna toss this back to Korea with a girl group that has been generating a lot of buzz lately. Fiestar with their song Janhae, or You're Pitiful, as it's known in English, off their new EP Black Label. So if you are wondering about their name, then it's you should know that it's a play on the word fiesta in Spanish, which is, of course, it means party. But for this song, it's actually very different from the stuff that they've done in the past, and this is most certainly not a fiesta-type song. It's actually much darker. It's much more sultry. They're addressing a past relationship, addressing the dude, telling him that ever since parting, he's changed a lot. How he acts, how he talks, how he looks, how he used to have so much bravado, but now that he's just pitiful, they're saying, you're pitiful, that you've become small and almost nothing. Get out of my face, leave me alone, that type of thing. But the it's got more of an adult contemporary type vibe. Not really the typical K-pop style, so I actually really like this new sound of theirs. It's not as flashy. It's got the right combo of singing, and the rap fits quite nicely as well. Props to their producer for producing this really amazing track for them. That's coming up next, Fiestar, You're Pitiful.
Just
Lego 너와 나 어쩌다 여기까지 오게 된 걸까 상처만 남아버린 우리 사이 난 믿기질 않아 이제 나올 good days 함께라 행복했었던 그때 다 지나가버린 날들에 잔해 But 지금 널 보면 내 마음이 다 잔해
That was Fiestar with Your Pitiful, very interesting concept and song, and a fresh take on the get out of my face, I don't like you type of song. Your Pitiful, a little more strong and harsher, but I do like the direction that their music has taken, and it's cool to see that they're rocking with something that really fits them, so I do recommend that you go and check out their music, listen to their new album, Black Label, and their last release, One More. You're definitely going to like that one. Now then, it is once again that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest happenings in the Asian entertainment world with Asian Entertainment News. And first up, a story and updates on the latest hot topic in the South Korean pop scene. The reality competition show Unpretty Rap Star has reached the semifinal stages. Episode 7 was just aired, and following two more eliminations the week before that, the contestant base has been whittled down to 6 rappers. After a round of contestant ranking each other, all the rappers chose partners, the ones that they would compete against in the semis for a place in the actual finals. Recently, there has been a lot of uproar over one contestant on the show, girl group AOA's Jimin, an idol rapper. At first, she was looked down upon by her fellow contestants due to being an idol and the stigma attached to them, that being that they never write their own music, that they always just recite the lyrics that a producer gives them, which to a very large extent is true. She proved them wrong by showing she can write lyrics and flow quite well, but judges on the show have criticized her lyrics for being sloppy in places and her unchanging flow. One incident involving this was that during a battle stage, she actually referenced the certain hip-hop albums, saying that she was inspired by those and that she learned from those being Jay-Z's Blueprint, which was released in 2001, and Nas's Illmatic, which was released in 1994. But she also stated that she listened to Dr. Dre's Detox for inspiration, and of course, hip-hop fans will know that Dr. Dre's Detox was scrapped a year ago and that the project will actually not be released. This just shows her ignorance towards the actual hip-hop scene. However, fans of hip-hop have slammed the show and judges for giving her undeserved wins, as she was always praised with some variation of, wow, that was surprising, or you worked the stage well, taking them away from people that they felt deserved the win, such as Cheetah. The prize for the finals is the chance to write verses over a beat produced by a renowned producer that remains a mystery at this time. The final episode will be airing within the next 2 days, but the show has been cleared for a second season. So I really appreciate shows like Unpretty Rap Star because they give opportunities for these artists that don't really have as much of a platform a really good chance to show what they're made of, to show the audience, to show viewers that they are extremely good at what they do. And I can kind of see where the fans are coming from, being that they do not really appreciate G-Man taking wins when she really doesn't deserve them. But hopefully, we can see more of this in the future. Second season, after all, and the final episode will be coming out very soon. Next up from Hong Kong, this is a very interesting story. The third film of the Ip Man film series is set to enter production. It will bring together the team that created the first two films of the series, director Wilson Yip, producer Raymond Wong, and writer Edmund Wong. The film series stars Donnie Yen, the legendary martial artist who popularized the Wing Chun discipline of martial arts not just in Asia, but the entire world. A discipline that was invented by the titular Ip Man, who is a real person, and he is not only known for inventing the art of Wing Chun, but also he is known as the master of Bruce Lee. So the reason why this story is interesting is because former heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson has been cast to star opposite of Donnie Yen. And Tyson had opened a Weibo 2 years ago, the Chinese microblogging site, and asked who was the best fighter in China, and someone answered him, Donnie Yen, said producer Raymond Wong. For Ip Man 3, for the third installment of the Ip Man series, we want to have an explosive fight, and Mike Tyson versus Donnie Yen fits the bill. Tyson is said to have a very significant role in the film, playing a property developer who also happens to be a street fighter. Bruce Lee is also said to appear in the film as a pupil of Ip, but the producers have stated that they were unable to find a suitable actor to portray him, and as a result, they will be using CGI to really recreate the most authentic Lee in the film. The previous two films were produced by Raymond Wong, and they have grossed extremely high amounts, $37 million worldwide, and it is Donnie Yen's portrayal of Ip Man that is perhaps the most widely known, but there is also Wong Kar-wai's well-received The Grandmaster starring Tony Leung as Ip Man, and Herman Yao's Ip Man The Final Fight starring Anthony Wong. This film, third film of the current Ip Man series that we are talking about, will be released most likely within the first quarter of 2016. So this should be a very interesting one. We've actually, in the second Ip Man film, there actually was a martial artist versus a boxer type of fight. And that one was a rather intense one, and it has sparked a lot of debate over which one is the more, I guess you could say, the more solid discipline. But regardless, though, this should be interesting. Donnie Yen, one of my favorite martial artists, so I'm looking forward to seeing this film, and I hope you are too. That will actually do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next week when we cover some more stories that will be happening over the next little while, next week on the exact same segment. But as I said before, we are having a guest in the studio today, and she seems to be running a little late, so I am just going to play a rather nice little tune for you while I go and find and see where what the deal is with this. I'll be back in a bit, everyone.
Heaven looks down and watches his child. Come home, says he, if you hate what you see. You're young and the country is wild. But I stay and I wait for the cannons and the drums to stop drumming my ears. Is it too late, mankind? Have you run out of time? It's a matter of days or just years. And the marvelous clown, say am I, marvelous clown.
Okay, guys, we're back here on Asian Wave 101. And I told you before that I got a couple guests, and it turns out I was actually only expecting one, but it looks like I got two in here today. So, oh boy, oh sorry, mic issues. But anyway, why don't you introduce yourselves to the listeners who may not be too familiar with you?
Hello, I'm Sarah C. I'm the music department manager here at CITR.
I'm Rohit Joseph, sponsorship coordinator and arts host, host of the arts report, I should say.
Mm-hmm. So thank you both for joining me today. Rohit, you were actually a bit of a last-minute addition to this, weren't you?
I literally just showed up because I saw there was like a party in here. There was like three other people that just left the room. What was up with that, man?
Oh, yeah. They were my Storm the Wall team. They came through.
Nice.
They came through to cheer me on a
little
bit.
How did that go, by the way?
It was good. We all got over it.
Nice, nice.
They sure kept quiet in here. I never knew there was a party until...
yeah, most definitely. But I'm over it. Okay, anyway, so of course, you know, this is the segment that I have recently introduced to the show. It is Asian Wave, Asian Pop Amateurs, I should say, because, you know, bringing on people who may not have too much of a background and stuff that I usually play for the show. So first off, Rohit, you already have some familiarity with stuff like this, so I'm actually going to ask Sarah, do you have any knowledge whatsoever of the Asian pop world?
No. So I can explain in a sentence probably my main experience with it, which is a game called Drum Mania that I was briefly obsessed with in about 2008, and I spent all my loonies on it when there used to be an arcade on Granville Street, and it was all Japanese pop, and it was like a drumming game.
That's dope.
Oh, yeah, I think I know that game.
It's really fun.
Yeah, mad popular, too, from what I realized, though.
Yeah.
But so has anyone ever actually taken the time and say, hey, Sarah, check this out. This is like something really cool from Korea, or hey, this is from China. Come take a look.
Not really, no.
No, okay. Well, then we can help you with that today.
All right, Rohit, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, Rohit, why don't you share a little bit about yours, your background?
Yeah, that's my background is mainly limited to Korean pop music, or I should say Korean hip-hop music, because ever since I discovered Dumbfounded, who's now named Parker, he is a really awesome rapper. He's actually Korean-American, so he's able to rap in English and Korean. Yeah. And through him, I discovered about Epic High, which is another cool hip-hop act from Korea. And then you started introducing me to more Korean hip-hop, such as San-E.
San-E.
San-E, yeah.
Oh, you love that video. That video. That one that I showed you.
I'm a red-blooded male. What can I say?
Body language. Body language. That's actually the song Body Language featuring Bumkey. He really liked that one for reasons, but
it grew on me. It's pretty catchy.
Yeah, but so you know what, let's just get started right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, same drill as before, Sarah. Rohi's actually done this once before, but Sarah, this is going to be new to
I'm
you.
I'm new. Okay.
Yep. I got these three bundles right here. So one of them is Chinese music, one of them is only Korean music, and the other one is actually a mixture of both.
Okay,
so they're secured by the paper clips right now.
Okay.
So I'm just going to pull those off. I'm going to put them in this baggie. Going to shake it up a little bit, and then you just draw one out.
Okay.
All right, sound good. So which one do you want to start with?
Mixed.
Okay, then. So mixed, even mixture.
That's
of
my
both.
Way of choosing a not choice.
Yeah. Even mixture of Chinese and Korean. And so... So you know what?
This is adding a drum roll.
Just add, so yeah. So yeah,
it's Sarah. Like shake and bake.
Yeah, Sarah, why don't you go ahead?
All
pick
right,
one out.
Here we go. For my first selection from the bag of mixed Asian pop, I've got Jess Lee, "Burn." Thank you, my love.
Oh, okay. So this one is a Mandarin song, actually, and it's by a Malaysian singer called Jess Lee. Now, she actually became known for winning this this reality singing competition show over in Taiwan. And this one actually played last week, too. So so this one is a repeat to people who were tuning in last week. It's a ballady track. It's got insane amounts of rock influence. I can't really explain like what it is, because like the thing about Chinese lyrics is that sometimes it gets too complex. So like when you're a first-gen Chinese-Canadian like myself, you don't quite get it a lot of the times. But that's fine. I will keep that there. And then this is the favorite. This is my favorite.
Is that pretty common for acts to kind of get their break doing like a show like that, like winning a contest? Because I feel like I hear you mention lots of sort of competitions.
Oh yeah, a lot of the well-known people that I've played before, they actually did kind of get their starts in places like reality competition shows. So yeah, definitely, I definitely think it helps, but you know,
not a guarantee necessarily. Yeah. So staying famous, at least here in like American Idol, I don't even know who's the last American Idol person.
Like, yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I mean. It seems like maybe there's
a bigger
more,
deal.
Both
yeah.
more shows like that and more, you know, popularity after the fact for Asian artists.
Because that is how a lot of people kind of like who are unknown, that's kind of how they get their start in Taiwan at least. Because like over here in North America, there's I think there's this very big, I guess this feeling of, oh, I'ma do me. So I'm going to do it all on my own, that type of thing. So I'm going to produce it on my own. I'm going to arrange it. I'm going to write it. I'm going to perform it. And then I'm going to throw it out on the internet. So
right.
Something like that. But not really. It's not really that big. Like, that culture isn't that big in Asia, at least. So, yeah, this next one is all Korean. So, you know, Roki, you're here. Why don't you grab that? Because you
sure.
might be able to draw out some hip-hop.
All right. Let's see what I get. So, skinny one here. GOT7? Is that how I say GOT7?
Yeah,
AGOT. I don't know.
Yeah, GOT7. GOT7. It is GOT7, and the song is called A. So,
oh, just A. And what's the GOT heart?
Oh, that's like a weird stylized way of doing Got Love, which is the name of the album. So yeah.
I'm sorry. So, yeah. I'm too square. Apparently, did not.
Nah,
it's
all good.
That went right over my head.
But
so
this
GOT7
one, yeah.
A.
Yeah,
okay.
This one. Yeah, sorry, man. Unfortunately, no Korean hip hop today. But
no worries.
But
what's
yes, this one is more of a poppy song. This one is like, if I remember correctly, like the whole idea of A is that it's actually a play off the word, just like hey. So it's like hey, it's like looking at you, like hey girl, what up? That type of thing.
That's pretty good, man.
So yeah, so yeah. Moving on though, let's just let me just grab this other bundle real quick, and again, get those out. Then last one, of course, that means it's the Chinese bundle. So again.
So exciting.
Someone sing that Taylor Swift song, Shake It Off. Nah, that one's, I've done that joke before, and it's already tired. So yeah, Sarah, why don't you go ahead and grab the last
okay,
one,
okay, I get to pick the Chinese one. Is there a lot of Chinese hip-hop?
There is actually. It's not as popular as the Korean hip hop though. So,
Aaron Yan, This Isn't Me.
Ooh, you've actually just picked one of my favorite songs of 2014.
What?
Yeah, this one. I'll just to put it simply, it's like it's Chinese pop music at its absolute best, and I'll get into that a little bit later. I'm gonna set a couple things up, so we're gonna go into a quick PSA thing, and then yeah, we'll move on from there. Okay, don't go anywhere, guys.
Hey, I'm Christine. I work in the music department.
Hi, my name is Natalie, the new media coordinator.
Hey, it's Rohit Joseph, sponsorship coordinator.
Hi, this is Yusi, and I'm the outreach coordinator.
This is Brenda, host of Peanut Butter and Jams on Thursdays.
Nasher, the ad coordinator at CITR.
My name is Robin Allen. I'm the program manager.
Hi, I'm Eric Coates, the student music executive.
This is Costa, the news director.
Hey, it's John, the production coordinator.
Hey, this is Josh. I'm the digital submissions coordinator.
I'm Nellie, host of The Cat's Pajams.
This is Matt Granlund from Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show.
My name is Hugo. I'm the volunteer manager.
Hey, I'm Jane. I'm the volunteer coordinator.
Hey, it's Sarah Corden-Lee from the CITR Music Department.
This is Eleanor Waring, president of CITR Student Executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge and thank everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised over $38,000. For this incredible generosity, we would like to say thank you.
Thanks, you.
Thank you for donating to Fun Drive.
Thank you very much for your support. We love you guys. Take it easy.
Thank you so much for donating to Fun Drive.
Thank you. Your donation makes such a huge difference.
Thank you so much for all your donations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you all so much for your support.
Thank you very much to everybody that donated for Fun Drive.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you for supporting this year's Fun Drive.
Thanks, guys, for volunteering and donating.
Thank you so much for donating to CITR's Fun Drive this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Bevy Chris Band presents... Difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up / collage, and a general Chris Band weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
心烧焦难以复活，可是我想要忘了，恐惧如何把我上锁，期待阳光炙热，爱来的时刻能用
asianwave@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on today's news, don't hesitate to send it to me as well. Same email address, asianwave101@gmail.com. So coming up next, we got the weekly arts report. Rohit's going to take my place in the big boss chair here in the studio. And to end us off, I guess you could say this is kind of like a similar note. I actually have a Korean-Canadian hip-hop artist called J-Rise, and the song is called This Isn't Who We Are, featuring Toronto-based singer Jordan Lorenzo. So we're going to play off with that, and coming up next, Arts Report. For CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, I'm Steve. Thank you to Rohit and Sarah for coming in here today.
Thanks for having us.
It was a lot of fun.
Cheers, man.
Yeah. So until next time, everyone, J-Rise with This Isn't Who We Are. Peace, guys.
J-Rise. Got me up all night drinking this liquor, stupid I know. All the things that we've been through, I'm trying to get through, moving on slow. My head above the waters, it's harder than it seems, and I can't take it any longer. I'm starting to feel weak, it's been weeks since I last saw you. I should have tried but didn't bother. Ego got the best of me, but I should be a lot stronger. I'm trying to move onward, cause it's no longer. Now I don't got her. I keep thinking about, should've called her and stopped her from drifting away. Seconds to days, regretting mistakes. I'm missing your face, and when you would laugh, memories we had, but it's in the past. I wish it'd be reversed. I give you everything you deserve. Life's becoming a blur. Love is something you can't reimburse. Swimming in the deep end, reality starting to seep in. There's nothing like us, you're the one I wanted to be with. There's no one I can relate to, and life's becoming unplateful. The love is gone, and maybe it'd be easier to
hate
you.
You say that you don't care, you don't wanna deal with me. You push me away, but baby, I'm not your enemy. I don't wanna go there, I hate when you pressure me. Cause baby, one day I won't have any more energy. I'm sorry for all the fights and all of the lonely nights, but everything
so I feel like I sold, where did it go? I should have played my role, keep it controlled, where did I go? I can't find myself, I'm living so lost, and where was my cause? I'm trying to do well, this love doesn't cost, but I'm so exhausted. Please take the pain away, nothing can save the day. I can't complain, I need to make a change, and I tried erasing your name away. How does a love so amazing just fade away? It's been overdue for a while, I should hit you up and see what's been up, how you doing right now? Cause I've been missing that beautiful smile. What am I doing? I should keep moving. Damn, why am I looking back? I need to relax, leave it in the past. Damn, what am I looking at? It's so annoying, I can't control it. Think about us like drinking a poison. It's really killing me, how should I deal with it? Trying to be real with it, it's really pointless. It's really pointless. Stop moping about it, stop being a bitch. Get back to my focus, stop being hopeless. Start being open, go out and live. There's no one I can relate to. How did I get so hateful? The love is gone, the love is gone. It's easier to
you
hate
that you.
You
don't care, you don't wanna deal with me. You push me away, but baby, I'm not your enemy. I don't wanna go there, I hate when you pressure me. Cause baby, one day I won't have any more energy. I'm sorry for all the fights and all of the lonely nights, but everything you're doing to me ain't right. I'm sorry we fell apart, can we just go back to the start?
Hey, I'm Christine. I work in the music department.
Hi, my name is Natalie, the new media coordinator.
Hey, it's Rohit Joseph, sponsorship coordinator.
Hi, this is Yusi, and I'm the outreach coordinator.
This is Brenda, host of Peanut Butter and Jams on Thursdays.
Nasher, the ad coordinator at CITR.
My name is Robin Allen. I'm the program manager.
Hi, I'm Eric Coates, the student music executive.
This is Costa, the news director.
Hey, it's John, the production coordinator.
Hey, this is Josh. I'm the digital submissions coordinator.
I'm Nellie, host of The Cat's Pajams.
This is Matt Granlund from Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show.
My name is Hugo. I'm the volunteer manager.
Hey, I'm Jane. I'm the volunteer coordinator.
Hey, it's Sarah Corden-Lee from the CITR music department.
This is Eleanor Waring, president of CITR student executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge and thank everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised over $38,000. For this incredible generosity, we would like to say thank you.
Thanks, you.
Thank you for donating to FunDrive.
Thank you very much for your support. We love you guys. Take it easy.
Thank you so much for donating to FunDrive.
Thank you. Your donation makes such a huge difference.
Thank you so much for all your donations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you all so much for your support.
Thank you very much to everybody that donated for FunDrive.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you for supporting this year's FunDrive.
Thanks, guys, for volunteering and donating.
Thank you so much for donating to CITR's FunDrive this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Everybody, welcome to the Arts Report. This is Ashley.
My name's Jake.
And we're also joined with Rohit. So today on the Arts Report, we've got a lot of stuff, mostly involving the really fantastic Vancouver International Dance Festival that everyone should think about attending. We also have Arts Reporter Serena Navarro joining us today with a review on Dairaku Kudakan, which was one of the shows performed at the Vancouver International Dance Festival. I have an interview coming up with the artistic director, Ms. Barbara Bourget. And later on, we'll be joined with Christine, who is our favorite theater correspondent, about Triumph of Love, as well as some other cool stuff happening in Vancouver. All right. So welcome to the show, Serena.
Thanks for having me.
So this is your first time kind of like reporting for the Arts Report. Is that right?
Yeah, this is my first time. Never done it before.
And can we ask, what did you go see at the Vancouver International Dance Festival and how did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it quite a bit. It was the opening night of the Vancouver International Dance Festival. And I went to go see, I don't know how to pronounce it as well as you do.
Dairaku Kudakan.
Thank you. a dance troupe from Tokyo. Akaji Maro started it about 43 years ago. Mm-hmm. That was the first dance performance in Vancouver, or sorry, in Canada, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was really big. And he created a dance performance called Mushi no Hoshi, mm-hmm. Space Insect. It was about an hour and a half long. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty crazy. The setup to start, there were all these different sort of hanging metal poles.
Kind of eerie.
Yeah, very eerie. If you've seen it, it's all over the bus stops in Vancouver, of course. But and it broken up on the stage, stage left, stage right, and one in the middle. And but they were moving, though. They weren't stationary, which was a cool thing. So throughout the dance,
these kind of poles were moving.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Only produced by the people, the dancers, mm-hmm. at certain points throughout throughout the dance performance. And it definitely made noise. And with the lights as well, mm-hmm. The music sort of created a very awesome ambience. And the aesthetic was beautiful to start off.
And from what I can see of the posters, the people, they're all like painted like white or something with like dark like circles around their eyes and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, sort of a traditional, I don't know, you would just say Japanese or Asian, mm-hmm. white and black sort of accented features of,